Welcome to Tip TV Finance. We're joined now by the Director of London South East, Mr. Scott Grant, who's going to give us a week ahead, looking into the future, Scott.
Yes, Zach. We're looking at the week ahead beginning 7th of November.
Right. What is the most important thing? Well, we're going to run through everything, so let's see how you go.
Yeah, there's a few. We have final results from three quite big companies. We've got Associated British Foods, who you might know, they have brands such as Kingsmill Bread, Imperial Brands, which in other words are Imperial Tobacco, and Punch Taverns. I think they've got about 3,500 pubs over the UK that they help out with. So they've all got final results, actually, all on the 8th of November. Also picked out some AGMs for you. Two of the property companies, Red Rope, FTSE 250, as is Galliford Try. They've, in some ways, you could say they've had a rocky time recently. They last saw 52-week highs in December and January. So two property companies with AGMs, so private investors can go and make their thoughts felt at those AGMs.
Right, so I suppose the real estate companies or the house builders has been rocky because people are just not quite sure what to do after the referendum vote.
Absolutely, absolutely. I saw recently, I'm not so sure this factors out, but I saw recently that there's some house price decreases in central London. I think the fear was that they'd emanate out into the wider country. But as you say, it's a bit of a suck it and see with the general economic conditions. Also picked out for you a special dividend payment on the 10th of November, which is PhotoMe International. They recently bought out Asda's photo division, which I must admit sort of passed me by. On the 10th of November, they pay a special dividend of 3.285 pence. So with special dividends, I always think that's a good sign and perhaps something's going quite well with the company. Finally, just chosen an economic event to point out to everyone. It's the UK balance of trade figures, which are released on the 9th of November. September's, they've actually been for September's figure, so we're sort of working a month back. As you'll probably know, they show export and import data, give an idea of the strength of the economy. What I did actually notice in August figures, they were quite startling to me. It was a colossal widening of £2.5 billion. Imports were actually up by £2.6 billion. And obviously that could be, well, it is to do very much with the currency fluctuations and the weak pound. But it just was quite startling that the gap actually widened that much and over doubled. So as I said, we had imports up by £2.6 billion on July, and that was in August. So quite startling. So it'd be interesting to look out for the balance of trade figures on November the 9th.
It will also be interesting to see how the fall in the pound has affected that. But Scott Grant, Director at London South East, thank you very much for speaking with us today and on your week ahead.